Bible reading number 26, Genesis 22, verses 1 through 18. Abraham was tested. Later, the one true God put Abraham to the test. He said to Abraham,
Abraham.
Abraham answered, Yes, I'm listening. God said,
Take Isaac, your beloved son, the only promised son you have, and go to the land of Moriah. Offer him there as a whole burnt offering sacrifice upon one of the mountains. I will tell you later which mountain it is.
So Abraham got up early in the morning and put a saddle on his donkey. He took his son Isaac with him, and also two of his servant boys. He split the wood for the burnt offering sacrifice. Then he got up and headed for the place where the one true God had told him to go. 3 days later, Abraham looked up and saw that place in the distance. Then Abraham said to the servant boys, Stay here with the donkey. The boy Isaac and I will go over there. We will worship God and then come back to you. So Abraham took the wood for the whole burnt offering and put it upon Isaac, his son. Then Abraham carried the fire and the knife in his hand, and they walked together, just the two of them. Isaac asked his father Abraham, My father? And Abraham answered,
Yes, what is it, my son?
Isaac said, Look, here is the fire, and there is the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering sacrifice? And Abraham answered,
My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for the whole burnt offering.
They continued to walk together. Finally, they came to the place that the one true God had told Abraham about. Abraham built the altar there. He arranged the wood, tied up his son Isaac, and put Isaac upon the wood on top of the altar. Then Abraham reached out and took the knife to cut his son's throat. But the angel of the Always Present One called out to Abraham from the sky, saying,
Abraham, Abraham.
And Abraham answered, Yes, I'm listening.
The angel of the Always Present One said, Do not harm the boy. Don't do anything to him. Now I know that you revere God. You have not held back your son from me, and he is the only promised son you have.
Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram behind him. It was caught in the thick brush by its horns. Abraham went over and got the ram, and instead of offering his son, he offered up the ram as the whole burnt offering sacrifice. And Abraham named that place Yahweh Yireh. This expression, it will be provided at Yahweh's mountain, has lasted until this day. Again, the angel of the Always Present One called out to Abraham from the sky.
The Always Present One says, I hereby make a vow, sworn on my own authority, that because you have done this thing, and you have not withheld your son, your only promised son, I will surely bless you. And I will surely make your descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky, like the sand on the ocean beaches. Your offspring will take over the cities of his enemies. All the nations of the earth will be blessed through your offspring. All this will occur because you have obeyed my voice.